Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Batting seven and catching at number 11, Benji Molina.
Both runners go. The throw is going to second, and Ordonez is out.
The throw to second. Here comes Harvey. Throw to the play. Collision. And Molina holds on.
He's hurt. Oh, no.
Well, Jermaine Dye separated a shoulder Sunday bowling over this catcher from Anaheim. All kinds of beef at home plate.
Left center field, deep. Juan Pierre still going, still going. Can't get it. It bounces free into straightaway center field. Renteria is going to score. Here comes Sandoval right behind him. Benji is going for third. It's a triple for Benji Molina. I just lost a bet.
It's out of here. Benji to dead center field. Puts the Angels on the scoreboard. So the first batter that Sturts faces here in the bottom of the seventh, Benji Molina, hits it out.
Game seven of the 2002 World Series. That'll bring in Benji Molina. Molina into left center field. Well hit. Off the wall. Spezio coming home. Game seven. It's time. Driven into right center field. Erstad says he has it. The Angels, world champions.
Benji again to center field. Now, could this be a triple? Come on. Benji, get going, kiddo. You got the cycle, big guy. Get there. He did it. Pigs have flown in Boston, Massachusetts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
This is a real treat to be able to talk to someone who is part of not just his own family, but a family of catchers on the island of Puerto Rico that is just amazing. Plus, the Cubs and the Cardinals are playing. Who better to talk to than Benji Molina about that, because he's broadcasting Cardinals baseball, and he's nice enough to join us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Benji, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. I spent a little time in Puerto Rico, and I was there around Christmas time, so I was able to sneak in to Hiram Bithorn Stadium and see Tierra de Receptadores, and seeing the beautiful mural of all the great catchers of Puerto Rico. What does it mean to you to be part of that legacy? And why is that position and the island of Puerto Rico, why are they connected?
Wow. Well, first of all, let me say thank you, because that was the absolute best intro that I have gotten, man. I mean, that was super cool. I got goosebumps over here when we were playing the World Series in 2002. Thank you so much. And it's an honor for me to be in your show. It means the world to us. I think people like us, right, like our family, ever since we were a kid, we were always trying to be role models. We were always trying to be somebody that the kids could look up to. And all of a sudden, here we are, all three of us made it. Two championships each of us. we are opening the door to all those kids out there, man, in Puerto Rico. So I think that's the most important part that is here. I want to open those doors for them. I want to let them know that, hey, I made it. I came from the same island you guys did. I made it. And look, you guys can do it too. So that's what we take pride on when you talk about our family. We really, really take pride on people staying humble, with people working hard, dedicating themselves to become, in this case, baseball, right? In this case, major leaguer. So it is super cool how many catchers have come out of the island. I admire all of them. I think they're all great people. I think they're very humble. So, I mean, it is an honor to be on those lists, you know?
Benito Santiago, Javi Lopez, yes, sir. Jorge Posada, all the way through to Yadier Molina, Jose Molina, and our guest here, Benji Molina, and perhaps most famously, Ivan Rodriguez. But I didn't realize that Ivan Rodriguez won 10 straight gold gloves, and his streak was ended by you, Benji Molina, in 2002. So that's... I mean, you ended that dude's streak of gold gloves, so that's pretty amazing. But you mentioned that 2002 World Series that was in the open, produced by our guy Chris Tannehill, and we're so glad that you enjoyed it. That 2002 team, I mean, we had John Lackey in Chicago towards the end. We had Joe Maddon in Chicago, but you had those guys as part of that team. That team was special, wasn't it? And did you know that Joe Maddon was a future manager when you were playing for him as part of Mike Socia's team?
Well, actually, I had Joe when he was in a minor leagues too. So and then he came up with Mike Socia. You got to think about these, man. Joe Maddon, Bob Black, Ron Renicky, they were all there. They were all in that team, so to be able to be with those guys, it was amazing. They were super, super supportive of us. They were one of the best coaches, if not the best coaches that I ever had in baseball. They were super cool. And let's not talk about the team. The team didn't have a freaking fight, man, not even an argument all year. We got along with each other pretty good. Wow. We have a great chemistry. Socia, as soon as he got in 2000, started telling us about winning today, the meaning of winning that day. We didn't care about yesterday. We didn't care about tomorrow. He put it in our heads, and we have a bunch of guys that bought into it. And you can see, man, that team from the Giants, if you go one by one, it was a veteran team. There was a really good team of the Giants, including pitching and bullpen and all that. So for us to do what we did, it was amazing. But we believe in each other, starting from Socia. Joe Maddon was awesome. Lackey was he's a cold-hearted man. Like, you guys saw him. I don't have to tell you anything. He's a freaking cold-hearted guy ever since I known him. And I knew him when he was a rookie, man. He didn't back down from anybody. He was just... unreal, a guy, and you guys had a chance to enjoy him too with Joe Maddon.
You know, I always think of that team as when I kind of learned what ideal chemistry is. So it's amazing to hear you talk about it like that. Like, there was a good mix of young and old. Like, K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez, showed up in like August or September and was like, oh my God, he doesn't care. And like that can help when you have a kid like that, and different regions and different nationalities and everything. Just that mix is kind of an ideal mix for even coming down to today, what you want a team to feel like.
Let me tell you, we had so many young guys, man, in that team. We had Brandon Donnelly. We had, Scott Shields, he was very young. Ben Weber, we had, I think the oldest one was John Cook. I don't know if you remember John Cook, the lefty, and he was hurt at that time. But we had so many young players that were buying into winning. We did not lead the league in homers. We did not lead the league in anything else power-wise. We led the league in killing everybody with hits, and we knew it. We knew about it. As long as we keep hitting the ball. As long as we don't strike out, put the ball on play, something's going to happen. We did the hit and run a lot. We had David Eckstein doing hit and runs. We had Adam Kennedy. And I can name you most of them, but it was a different type of ball game that we played today. So I think that's why the team excelled. And remember, we started off really bad. Really bad. And all of a sudden, we started winning series and series and series. Before you know it, we were battling with the Oakland A's, who won 20 in a row. 20 in a row in 0-2. And then we won 18. We won 18-2 when they won 20 in 0.
Wow.
So we kept up going. So it was a fun year because nobody cared who the hero was. Nobody. We were moving guys over. We were getting guys in. We were having heroes all around. We have unselfish players like Salmon, like Anderson, like Erstad, Troy Gloss, Fulmer. We had all these guys, Espizio. They were unselfish players giving away at-bats so the guy behind them can get the RBIs. So it just made a difference big time.
So, Benji, when you watched Moneyball, did you go, I can't believe they're not mentioning Hudson, Mulder, and Zito. That's why they won 20 in a row.
Seriously, we had a rivalry with Angels and Oakland A's at that time, and they had a pitching staff that was, holy moly. You knew if you had Mulder, Zito, who was the other
Hudson.
One you just mentioned? Hudson, oh my gosh, that's the toughest guy I ever faced in the major leagues, and he broke so many of my bats, man. I saw him, and I said, hey, man, you owe me a check, bro. I mean, seriously, what the heck? You're breaking bats all around. But, man, those rivalries were for real rivalries.
Hey, Benji, you know, there's you, and there's Jose, and there's Yadi. You said in December that Yadi is a manager and not a coach, just named manager of Team Puerto Rico. You think he's going to be a manager in a big league dugout soon?
I think as soon as he commits to a team, you know, I think he's going to be. He's way too smart. He's way too ahead of game. He's really, really good with managing, as you guys can see, whenever he goes. He gets the team better wherever he is. So I cannot wait for the day that he could be a manager. And I'm not saying it has to be the Cardinals, right? I mean, I don't know. Nobody's saying any of that, but nobody knows. But wherever, he is going to do great, man. He's very committed. But he has to be committed for a lot of years, right? This is not a 1 year and then go home. So whenever he's ready for that, we'll see him around for sure.
When you guys were younger, and obviously there's a bit of an age gap, what, 8 years between you guys, when did you know that he had something special? Because I tell people all the time, I grew up playing catcher, and I said if I was trying to learn how to play the position, he wouldn't be able to get rid of me. I would be doing everything that he did to try to figure out how to play the position. So with you guys being able to watch him grow into the game and help him out from here and there, when did you know that, like, no, this guy is, he's not just good, he's great?
Well, let me tell you this story real quick so you guys can understand when I think he was becoming a great player. He was always great. Don't get me wrong. From 5 years old when he started, I was his coach. We won a championship. They were making double plays. He was playing third. He was doing all kinds of stuff. He was pitching. He was doing catching. So all that stuff, he's just growing up. And you know, little league. Here it comes, 15 years old. A guy, he's in the on-deck circle. His friend gets thrown at his head. He was hitting. When the friend got up from the ground, Yadi was fighting the pitcher from the on-deck circle. So he got suspended. My dad got really upset with him, really mad. Oh, you like to fight? You like to be, you think you're a man already? All right, let's go. Because he was suspended, he took him to the amateur baseball league, which the average player is 30, 35. This is a great league. I play in it too. My brother Jose played too. And it's an amateur league, but the average player is 30 or 35. And Yadi's 15. So whenever he got in there, everybody's like, hey, what happened to this kiddo? You know, what is this kiddo doing here? Is he a bad boy? You know, 15? What is he doing? And let me tell you this, guys. He started, since he got in, he started catching all these veterans. All these, the league is tough, and this kid at 15 became a man. Very mature, very smart, and I think that year, they ended up winning the championship too, by the way, with him behind the plate at 15. And I think, and I really believe these 100%, I really believe that year turned him into what he is today. I think that day he just matured. I mean, that year he just matured. He played with men. He realized where he was. And he took off, man. After that, oof, he took off. So I really believe. So whenever we were in the big leagues already and he was, you know, trying to get signed, we told everybody, you wait. You think we are good? Me and Jose? You wait for this kid coming up. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, he's not going to be that good. I'm like, you wait. You just wait. And here we go. And I think he's a Hall of Famer 100%. So there you go. I think that's what made him different.
Amazing. Benji Molina with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on the Score. From the first family of Major League Baseball catchers. I mean, no other family has more than three. It's impossible. I can't imagine it. So, I mean, and there's this book. We didn't know about the book. At least I didn't. The story of the father who raised an unlikely baseball dynasty, written about your late father. And Disney is currently shepherding a movie based on the book with Lin-Manuel Miranda among those producing. That's amazing. So how much of what you guys have accomplished is owed to your father, Benji?
Oh my goodness. My father, my mother, my uncles, my aunts, everybody that was involved with us, putting and following those respect and keeping us humble and all that stuff. I think it was super cool that we had a chance to make a book about my mom and my dad. And the book is not a biography. The book is more about a tribute to, so people can understand that, yeah, we are three brothers in the major leagues, but behind us, there was mom, there was dad that was supportive, that were sacrificing their life, sacrificing their time, working hard to take us everywhere, practice and all that stuff. That was the book, you know, like a tribute to my mom and dad. The movie is going to be more of the same. It's going to be based a little bit on the book, but my brothers are going to be more involved in it, and my mom too. So it is really, really super cool. It's going to be a great movie. It's not a musical. You don't want to see the Molinas dancing. But, you know, it's a real movie. It's a real movie. Lin-Manuel grew up one block away from us, from my grandma, sorry. And we probably saw him around many times. He just... Wow. Probably we didn't recognize him, but he grew up right behind around the time that I grew up, and Jose, he grew up one block away. So I know the grandma that raised him. I know her, Margot, and she's a good friend of a family. So it's going to be a really, really cultural movie. It's going to be really touching. It's going to be funny. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be like a tribute to the people that really needed a standing ovation instead of us.
Man, that is so great. Benji, we're having such a great time talking to you that we forgot to talk about the Cubs and the Cardinals. So look, we know that you were on the broadcast for Cardinals game. We're trying to figure out, how good do you think this Cardinals team is?
Let me tell you, for being honest, at the beginning, all we heard was really bad things about them, or people were not on the bus yet. They didn't know what to expect. They didn't know what to see from these guys. But these guys have battled all year. Think about this. They've been beating on good pitching and good teams. The Mets come in with all their good powerhouse. They beat up on them. Philadelphia, they beat up on Wheeler and Aaron Nola, the Braves, Detroit. All these guys came in, and they keep battling it, man. And especially, it's only one game out of four with the Cubs. I get it. But they show you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they show you, I'm here. We're here. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give in on you guys. I don't care who you throw out there. I don't care who we're facing. And that's what they're showing up, man. They're showing hard. They're showing not quitting. They're fighting every single time. And that's what they're showing us, man. I really believe these guys, the Cardinals, are a secret team, a mystery team that could take off, man, because they've been showing it. You know, obviously staying healthy, obviously the starting rotation and all that stuff. They need to do what, keep doing what they're doing. But let me tell you, man, they've been great with good teams, and they fight out there. So they've been showing people they're for real, man.
Well, we hope not. No offense.
we understand that. We understand.
You know, we're tired of it, man. It's like the Cardinals. Oh, the Cardinals were the institutional standard and the divisional rival all in one. And when the Cubs passed him in 2015, it's supposed to stay that way for a good long while. Just to even it out over history. You understand?
Let me tell you. When I saw you guys' paper, the lineup, and on the numbers, and I'm like, who the heck, man? Look at this freaking lineup. No wonder they're where they are, right? And then have Craig Counsell doing their job like he's always been a winner. So I'm like, wow, I'm telling my partner here, Paul Asensio, we do the games for the Spanish. And I'm telling him, like, man, what a freaking lineup. Who's the freaking out? Justin Turner, 40 years old?
Yes.
Is that the out, or what the heck are we doing? So, and then the pitching is really good. It's going to be a battle to the end, man. I really believe the Central, the playoff team, is going to be the one who wins the division. I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think we have a chance on the wild card as much as the division. So it's going to be a battle all year, man. You guys are right there, man, where you need to be, and you guys are battling too. And you guys have a great team, let me tell you. Those numbers are not put up for fun, and nobody's playing MLB The Show. So it's for real, man.
Benji, whenever we have someone like you on, I love to ask about tips for young players. You've coached, you've caught. What advice would you give a young person? Like, because there's a lot of dads and moms that are taking their kids to games right now listening to us. What advice would you give a young player that's trying to get better?
Well, for the players, the best advice I can give them, you have to have self-motivation. You have to have your self-motivation. You cannot wait for dad or wait for mom to say, hey, did you practice today? Hey, did you go out and run? Hey, did you went to the cage and hit some baseballs? No, you got to do it yourself. So you have to have self-motivation. That's for the kiddos. You have to dedicate yourself. You have to make sure that your motivation, instead of money, instead of cars or houses, you have to have that motivation be your family, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, everybody, your uncles, whoever you want to put out there as a family. That's what your motivation should be. That's for the players. For the parents, my advice to the parents is always support your kids. Don't just drop them off at practice. Yeah, once in a while you're going to do that. It's fine. But not every day. They need to see you. They need to see your support as parents. And whenever you have a chance, do not criticize them. Stay positive. If he went 0-for-4, shoot, man, just find something that he did great that day. Don't even mention the 0-for-4. Just say, hey, man, that catch was awesome. Hey, you pitched 2 innings in 0. That was super cool, man. Keep these kids positive. Positive. Do not go on the negative side. Mm-hmm. Do not ever yell at them for not doing or not getting a hit. Come on, man. Let's be real here. Be positive with your kiddos. Be nice. Try to find a way to help them. Take them to practice. Take them to the gym. Be there. Play catch. That's my advice to the parents. Stay positive at all times and trust the process. Do not go overboard on playing games. Do not go overboard on everything. This is not going to happen. If you're 12 years old, be the best 12-year-old you could be, man. You're not Derek Jeter. You're 12 years old. Be the best of yourself out there. And keep training, dedicate yourself. And then one day, we might be saying your name. You know what I'm saying? That's the best advice I can give the players, and I could give the parents.
That is wonderful, wonderful stuff from Benji Molina. Benji, this has been a thrill. We have to ask, though, because we have a person on staff who is the biggest Juan Uribe fan in the history of mankind. Just a legend in Chicago, as you know, for the White Sox winning. Do you have a good Juan Uribe story? Do you have any good Juan Uribe nuggets you can share with us and our guy? He's the one who put together the audio for you, as a matter of fact. He's the one who
loves you. I'm a big Uribe fan. I play with him. He's my teammate in the Giants uni. He loved to play friggin' dominoes. I don't know what it is. He did not know how to read. He did not know how to write. I was writing his checks. I was taking him to the bank, and he didn't know how to sign a check or anything like that. Also, he did not know what his name was on the lineup. So I had to go there many times and say, okay, you're hitting fifth. You see here? Uribe. You see that? That's you, man. You're playing third. And he would laugh with me. He's a great freaking guy, man. A great teammate. He was always positive. Oh, man. But he was crazy, you know. Like, he likes to play games and be the joker. He was one of my favorite teammates for sure.
That's awesome.
Man, Benji, this was so great, man. Can we get you on again at some point? Because we'd love to just keep talking ball with you.
I love talking baseball, man. I really do. I love when you brought up the kids, man. I think it's very important for us that you don't win the World Series when you're 11 years old. You don't win anything. You don't earn your professional pay when you're 13 years old.
Yeah.
So you got to be the best at that time. You just have to trust the process, you know, support him, be positive, and he will do it. But self-motivation for the kids is very important. You have to have it. Can't wait for anybody to tell you to go run, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you made me think of some parenting advice I got a while back. Nobody ever got better while feeling bad about themselves, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard to do, man.
Yeah, so you sharing that is beautiful for people to hear.
Yes, I think they need to hear it. Sometimes they get caught up into the moment. They want their kid to be, like I said before, Derek Jeter. They want them to be Carl Ripken on the field. And they're not, you know, they're not Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey made his name later on the baseball field. I think they're 13, they're 12, they're 10. Just have fun with your kiddo, man. Let me tell you this real quick. I never caught. I was always everything else when I was playing until I was in 17 years old. I got a tryout. Somebody said, here's a catcher's mitt. You want to throw the ball to second? Let me see how you do. You see what I'm saying? I played everywhere else but catcher, and I ended up having a career 20 seasons as a catcher.
Yeah, you were a shortstop. You were a shortstop with real speed on the bases, weren't you?
Yeah, real speed. Say that again, buddy. Real speed. Never hear that again.
Yeah, not like the triple in the open to complete the cycle at Fenway. That was a different thing.
Hey, let me tell you, it was funny because when I hit the ball, they went to commercials. And then when they came back from commercials, I was lining the third. Oh, shoot, man.
Benji, have a great call tonight, man. We look forward to talking to you again. Congratulations on the book being turned into a movie, and we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yes. Stay. I mean, I'll keep you guys updated. Disney pick up the movie, so it's gonna be a Disney movie. So, thank you for having me in the show. I love it. I love talking baseball, man. So, whenever you guys need a pinch hitter, let me know. I'm here.
Unbelievable.
You got it, man.
Unbelievable.
Of the Molina family of catchers, Benji Molina.
Oh, my. I'm going to be grinning for a week off of that.
A texter just texted in, immediately earmarked, best of the score. Yeah. Yeah, that was outstanding. Like, there's so many. When he was talking about Madden, Joe had talked, because, you know, I love talking about catching, and Joe taught catching in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had talked to Joe about blocking balls with your chest protector. And he was saying that what you need to think about and what he would do with guys is, like, you remember the water cooler cups that had the pointy end on them?
Oh, yeah.
He said
the paper cones.
Think about having that attached to your chest, and that when you drop down, you're trying to catch the ball into the funnel. That'll help you to think about getting your body squared up with
the
ball.
It's a great visual.
It's totally. And I, like, now thinking about, you know, Benji Molina mentioning Madden had him in the minors, I know that's some of the stuff that he was doing.
Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Super cool. That was great.
Good job, Alex Kuhn. Excellent suggestion.
Yeah, and Tanny, come on, man. He loved that. Like, that's a great shout-out that you got.
That's a baseball lifer. Like, we didn't have time to ask him about Bartolo Colon, who he's also teaming. Like, this guy's been around.
We could have asked him about Ozzy. Like, next there's time. All sorts
yeah, next
of
time
stuff.
For sure. Yeah, next time. Absolutely. Sadly, we just missed the White Sox and Cardinals. You know, I was thinking
hey,
about
man, yeah. The Cubs series just began.
Yeah.
Let's get him in studio when the Cardinals are back.
He's somebody that when he says anytime, I believe he absolutely means that.
I believe him, too.
He's got that baseball guy thing. I bet you him and Coom could probably share a few stories and laughs.
Let's go.
Like those two together, I would love to see.
I agree wholeheartedly. We need to take a break. When we come back, the voice of the Bears had some things to say about the Bears. We'll share them next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Vinatieri on the approach, flat frogs popping here in Miami. It sails to the far side around the 8-yard line to Hester. Under it and to the middle with the 15 to the 20, breaks free of the 25 to the 30, to the outside, 40, midfield, 40, 30 to the Colts, 20, 15, Hester 5. Oh! Touchdown Bears!
No way!
Yes way, Tom Thayer.
Jeff Joniak is a sweet and kind man.
I agree.
Known him for a long time, as have you.
Yeah, I interned for Jeff Joniak.
Back in the day. So when I met you that day at Wrigley Field.
In 1995.
You were interning for Jeff Joniak.
That is correct.
That's awesome.
And Lou Kanellis. They were both over at WMAQ.
As one does.
Right.
Time is a flat circle.
And now, Cassie Carlson, who works with Lou Kanellis, sat down with Jeff Joniak on, by the way, her off-season show podcast is amazing. We both have been on it. We both did talk with Cassie. Cassie's great. She's doing incredible Bears coverage. And occasionally she sits in for you when you're not here.
Heard she was great that day.
She was top notch. So her and Jeff sat down and there's a lot of good stuff in here, but it's nice to get the voice of the Bears talking about some of these. He's seen so many regime changes and coaching changes and quarterback changes. Here's what he said to Cassie about why he thinks he's seeing something different with Ben Johnson.
If this were a baseball game, he hit grand slam.
Yeah.
He hit a grand slam, and the place is going crazy. You know, a grand slam is one of the biggest things you can do in a sport, right? I feel it was a grand slam. He was absolutely perfect. At the podium, he was great. Mm. He tells you things. It's not a bunch of coach
speak. Answers the question.
He answers the question. He is very transparent. And you could see the energy on the field. I kept saying to everybody, hey, listen to practice. It sounds different. And it sounds different because there's a lot of correction, there's a lot of coaching, and believe me, it's always that way, but this just happened to sound a little bit different, and it was noticeable. Right. Was it to you?
No, for sure, and I think that's what the players asked for last year, wanting to be held accountable, sure. And now seeing it in action, I think it's such a stark difference of plays are called dead as soon as the error happens, and he's in the huddle. He's like, he wants perfection. It's the details inside the details, I think, is what Tyreek Stevenson said.
Yeah.
And Cole Kmet said it's the obsession with the details that is very evident on the practice field. And I think that's what the players asked for, and hopefully that means wins in the season.
You know, that sometimes gets over, even from a player perspective, because I think most coaches are like that. Mm-hmm. It's just presented in a different manner. So head coaches are, they are... Like you said right there, they're exactly the way you describe. Almost every head coach is the same way, but it's the process. But I kept saying he dotted every I and he crosses every T. And I think that's what he will be as a first-time head coach. You know, people are watching him. What will a first-time head coach be like? And I think we're seeing a guy, he's quite comfortable in who he is. He's super smart. You can see that. He can hit you with a bright smile, and then you can see that stern... You know, sudden change of demeanor. Not unlike me, right? I'm the same way. I can laugh with you, but then, boom, we get real serious, Cassie. But I think the entire coaching staff is somewhat similar. And again, we go back to it. I love the fact that these are not all his best buddies, because that happens often, and often to the detriment of the individual. So I just enjoy seeing and hearing, and what I'm hearing back also from players like you are, whether it's on the mic or off the mic, that, this is a very good coaching staff.
That's great stuff. You know what happens when there's a breath of fresh air like this? And I know we have often, and others, get lost in, like, the Matt Eberflus subtweeting. But really what you hear is smart football people just talking about what they know is important, you know? And there's Joniak just talking about, just from a leadership perspective, from all the coaches he's watched and all the times he's been around the league, he knows what's important, that you're not trying to be these people's friends. You know, you're not trying to do that. You got to actually be lead. So to hear Joniak just like talking comfortably about what he knows matters in NFL coaching is cool.
What I think is fascinating to kind of bolster your point about this is, I'm okay if a coach does bring like a group of friends with them, as long as those guys kind of know what their role is and that they know that that guy's in charge. And that's where the buck stops. And even though that's your friend, that you understand that this is his show and you're helping him run that show.
Don't you think that's what Parcells' guys did? Like, he would bring Pepper Johnson and Keith Byers with him because they would help implement his vision.
Right. And unfortunately, in some of those cases, you have guys that then think that because they are around greatness, that it makes them great. That's when you look at the Belichick tree and you go,
Charlie Weiss.
Right. The whole damn tree, for the most part.
Yeah.
You look at those guys and go, oh, see, this is what happens when you don't have the genius like Godhead guy in charge of an organization.
Don't you think Bill is also like, there's a level of social awkwardness and communication awkwardness with Bill that created a vacuum that was available for those egos to hop in?
You know what I mean? But I also think that, those guys all looked at the way that he acted publicly and were like, that's what makes him great. Uh-huh. When really what we're talking about is someone who's a savant. Like, and that it's hard to reach the levels of savant when you're not a savant. And so trying to act as if you are, it comes off as real cheap when you see it play out.
I'm picturing somebody trying to do a Rain Man thing, and they don't have the genius part.
They just have the quirky part. That's his whole tree. That's the whole tree of those guys.
Matt Patricia's down there counting matches in a matchbox.
And Matt Patricia might actually be a genius, but when it came to being able to balance his genius with also leading, he couldn't do it. Same thing for Romeo Crennel.
20 minutes to kind of sit up and just like have a little respect.
Same thing for Bill O'Brien to a certain extent. Like
10 minutes to Wapner.
There's all this stuff. Josh McDaniels. Like, you're out here doing all of this stuff think made him great. When the thing that made him great was that he's a genius. Uh-huh. Anyway, yeah. I like what Jeff had to say about that, because it is interesting that you kind of bring in these different cooks that you're adding to what you're trying to do. And he went into detail. You should watch the whole episode. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Or if you just do podcasts, you should listen to it with Cassie. He went into talking about Al Harris and how Al Harris's story, he can relate to every one of the DBs because he wasn't drafted. And then he had to fight for a role. And then he became a Pro Bowl player. Like, having a guy like that that's on your coaching staff, he's going to be more easily relatable to the players that you have.
Yeah, it's interesting. In baseball, you can sometimes get a veteran player on a big team to play a very small role and be that guy. You know, in football, the bodies are too important. The athleticism is too important. You got to try and find it with coaches and assistant coaches. You got to make sure you try and find those people.
Now, what was cool about the conversation with Jeff and Cassie is that they spent a lot of time not talking about Caleb, but then they got to Caleb. Check out what JJ had to say.
It is interesting. I think I said this last year, and now it's even, we have more dudes. There are some dudes, certainly on the offensive line. The addition of Grady Jarrett, obviously, and let's not forget the rookies. That these guys are high-profile rookies. But the tension definitely will be on Caleb. It'll be interesting to watch the footwork transition, how comfortable he is. Will he revert into what he's used to in times of, you know, pressure? Because that's what happens to us all. Like, right. We go back to what we know. Even maybe we weren't coached that way. That's your comfort zone. So hopefully, and I do believe there's so many excellent coaches around him here with JT Barrett and Press Taylor and certainly Coach Johnson among others. I think it'll be a good transition. The mistakes, again, whatever are made behind the scenes or in the classroom or on the field, they'll be corrected. And I think the world is his oyster here because, again, I said this last year, just find your skill. I know that's a term that was used last year by the coaching staff, but it applies. You got a lot of skill out there. Get rid of the ball quick. Fine. And I think it's going to be a lot of catch and run. It's going to be a lot of yard after the catch because DJ, we know he does it. He's always led the team in that. I for certain believe Luther Burden III is going to be a big yak guy. You got DeAndre Swift out of the backfield and swing passes. Cole and Colston Loveland are big rugged guys that are going to be hard to put down to the ground. And you got Roma Dunze, who's on the perch of being, a potential star. So he is also somebody we should be talking about a lot more. I think that maturity from one season, and it was a solid season for him, and his connection with Caleb will pay dividends as well.
Man, that's the way to do it. Just, you know, get rid of the ball and let those people run.
And then be special when you need to be special. We're ready. Caller 6, 312-540-0670. You're going to get yourself a ticket, tickets to the Windy City Smokeout on July 12th. And performances that day from Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets information, if you don't win these tickets, WindyCitySmokeout.com.
If you missed our conversation with Nico Horner earlier in the show or with Benji Molina earlier this hour, what are you doing? Go back and listen with the Rewind feature, something you can only do in the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today to get started.
We'll be back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Score.
That's a wrap.
What a great fun show. Thank you so much to Nico Horner and Jason Leisure and Benji Molina.
We had a great time today. There's major NBA news that's going down. We will have it all for you on tomorrow's show for sure. Thank you so much for the love and support that you show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thanks for your support of The Score and Spiegel & Holmes.
All right, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for that presentation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.